This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Drunk driving can do you in, and it can also do in your life insurance policy. While it's not generally known, many life insurance policies won't pay if the death of the insured was caused as a result of driving while intoxicated. Melvin was involved in a drunk driving accident that left him comatose, and he died 9 days later. A $100,000 life insurance policy named his sons as beneficiaries, but the company refused to pay, citing policy language that reads, "No benefit shall be paid for death that occurs while the covered person's blood alcohol is 0.10 or greater." The sons argued that when Melvin was brought to the hospital, his blood alcohol was 0.12, but due to the natural metabolism of alcohol, it was way below that at the time of his death 9 days later. And the court agreed, finding for the sons, stating that the policy, although misdrafted, was unambiguous. So Melvin's death will be covered, but the best policy is don't drink and drive and avoid a sobering result all around. This is Neil Chayette, Looking at the Law for CBS News. And for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.